Meow.
Wormage. Wormage.
Thank you for your wormage.
Thank you for your wormage.
Worms.
Worms.
Meow.
Trigger warning. This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting live from the back alleys of Babylon. We babysit the binary blip inside your brain with a combination of badinage and technological tabulations, helping to sacralize your senses. Salacious songs of liberty. I love those tongue twisters. So, can you feel those?
They're good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
You like can you feel those salacious songs of liberty, yeah. Michael Dean, yeah. And
I do.
Jeremy?
I feel something.
Feel something. I hope I don't. Speaking of Bipcot, Bipcot, go ahead. Bipcot me, baby.
Well, the Freedom Fiends is covered by a Bipcot no government license, which lets anyone use it except governments. We don't care for them very much.
It's just a square. I hate them.
Ew, government.
They just steal and kill. Yeah.
So what's everyone up to tonight?
I'm listening to the feed, see what it sounds like. Yeah, sounds pretty good. I'm pretty good. I've been if I drop out tonight, it's not because I'm downloading the blockchain of Moreno. It's because I'm mining Moreno. Do you guys ever mine any cryptocurrencies?
Not as of yet.
No, I never got around to that.
They're supposed to help me set up to do some mining, but
it's too late to mine Bitcoin. But soon Bitcoin will exist, and we did some work on it tonight. Looking good. Probably a couple weeks to a month, something like that. But yeah, it's based on the crypto note code, not the Bitcoin code. Bitcoin code. And I was mining a coin, the most successful coin in the same galaxy, which is Moreno. And interesting thing about Moreno, I was like, that's a weird word. I kept hearing the name, and I was like, what does that mean? I finally found out from the Moreno Missives podcast that it is Esperanto for money. you guys ever brush up against Esperanto, the synthetic universal language?
No.
I remember being discussed at a couple different points in my life, but I don't think I ever actually
in public school.
It. Yeah, but I don't remember anybody actually.
It's a communist plot. That's why they talk about it in public school. Well, that would make sense. It kind of is, though. Actually, Adolf Hitler was against it more than I am. I'm against it, but not for the same reasons he was. He was against it because it was. It wasn't strongly German. It was like, everyone's equal and wonderful. And he was like, no, everyone's strongly German, and you have to become German and speak German and or we'll kill you. He actually, a lot of people were killed besides Jews. They killed a lot of Jews, but they also killed homosexuals, intellectuals, dissidents. What's that religion? Jehovah's Witnesses?
No, the Baha'is.
He killed them too.
Yep.
They're getting killed a lot in the Middle East now, too. But
yeah. And they killed a lot of people with developmental disabilities. And
illness. Yeah. They would have killed me when I was sick last year. Yeah, I would have been too much of a burden on the state. Literally, they made posters of, a kid with a gimpy arm or something. And, in German, it said, this child will cost the state 100,000 Deutschmarks in his life or something like that. And, they killed him. But they also killed speakers of Esperanto and the family of the guy who invented Esperanto. Isn't that weird and sick and twisted?
Yes.
Well, what wasn't weird and sick and twisted about the Nazi regime?
They made the trains run on time.
Right.
That's the status. Have you ever heard that? State apologist?
I thought that was the fascists in Italy, not the Germans.
They did. Yeah. It's like I've heard people say, well, at least Hitler made the trains run on time. But actually, it was originally at least Mussolini made the trains run on time. Yeah, they both made them run on time by murdering anyone who made them late. So that's how the state works.
Yeah. It's quite an incentive to be on time and get everything done up to code when
You've got that gun pointed at your head. Literally.
You know who commonly uses Esperanto is Sting from the Police and now of Sting.
Sting.
Yeah, he uses this word. EO. You ever heard that? It's in like eight Police songs. It is Esperanto for Universal Brotherhood.
Oh, that's so really? Wimpy. I just thought he was like making sounds.
Yeah, me too.
No, so I know two words in Esperanto.
I wonder
now.
If that's true of anybody else. Because there's so many songs that have like, I guess, lines like that in it that I just assume were, you know, people making noises.
You know, and some of the speakers of Esperanto got thrown into concentration camps. And were not killed or were worked to death or were killed. And they, to pass the time and to have a secret language, they taught it to other people in the concentration camps. And it became kind of a second secret language so they could talk without the guards knowing what they were saying. And they told the guards they were teaching them Italian, and the Italians were, you know, allies of the Germans. So they didn't get killed for it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The more you
know. What's on the agenda, fellas?
Well, I saw this one thing today that just really just drove me nuts. I don't know how to explain it. But apparently Apple's removing the gun emoji and replacing it with a squirt gun.
I saw that too. And it's like, I'd heard that a bunch of services like Microsoft and Facebook and Apple were removing gun emojis, like rifle emoji and a handgun emoji from the whole set, like after one of the many mass shootings by civilians, not the ones that cops do all the time. Do you know the cops, on the average, murder about 1,000, give or take 100, about 1,000 Americans every year?
Yeah, it's crazy.
But it's been what?
I was going to say, I think it's been like around 1,500 the past two years, three years maybe.
Yeah, it's gone. It was like 958 3 years ago, and I think it went to like 12 and now 1,500. And the year's not even over. It's steadily increasing.
Well, no, I think the war interest because cops acting crazy. You know, there's a politician in New Hampshire who calls into Free Talk Live sometime, who's not quite libertarian, but he's libertarian on drug war stuff. And he was actually doing a poll. And you know how like they word polls to get the answer they want? I really liked how he worded his poll. It was pretty funny. Because the question made the point. He was going around asking voters, do you want to end the drug war now? Or do you want a bunch more cops to get killed first? That was the question.
Very leading, but very true, too.
Yeah, very true. Yeah. So,
well, we'll get back into that. I think we can touch upon that a little later with another story. But for now,
go ahead.
The guns thing, I got to be honest with you, I have never been in a situation where through text or instant messaging chats that I've actually needed to use that emoji. But what's the big deal? Man. Yeah, what is the big deal? It reminds me of the zero tolerance policy in schools. Like when kids bring in their little G.I. Joe action figures and there's a little toy machine gun and they get suspended. I mean, it just defies all logic. And it's, we're scared. Yeah. Guns are bad. No.
Well, the zero tolerance in the schools is ridiculous. But I think you're right. This is along the same lines. I mean, the only possible.
You talking about the Pop-Tart?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about just toy guns on like G.I. Joes when kids bring them to school. You know.
Exactly. Yeah. But the Pop-Tarts, too. All that stuff is ridiculous. But when
you explained the Pop-Tart, right? I was listening to the feed for a minute.
Oh,
did you explain the Pop-Tart?
No, somebody Pop-Tart. Brought in a Pop-Tart that was shaped like a gun. They got suspended.
No, a kid in the lunchroom chewed his Pop-Tart crudely into the shape of a gun and got suspended from school for it somewhere a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Zero tolerance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I was going to say, when it comes to these emojis, the only possible quote-unquote justification they could give for this is that it could be used for online bullying. Right. Threats against. Well, I mean, you see this stuff like all the time, but that's got to be the only possible route they could take with this. Which
I don't think that's insane. It. They didn't say that though. It was just because You know, we don't want no guns, man. We don't want gun pictures and stuff. That's why.
Yeah.
That's the reason they gave. They're square.
Yeah. And if you want to go down the bullying route, where does it end? Because words can be used to bully. So we might as well just shut down Facebook because, you know, hey, you could say bad things and bully somebody.
That would actually probably be a very good thing for a lot of people if Facebook just went away.
Yeah,
myself included.
I would be a lot more productive. All my friends talk about what a time suck it is and then keep using it. And you know what? You know what really bothered me? I'll say this again, was when I was working on the Namecoin project, you know, trying to get people to adopt this thing that like makes
Namecoin, that needs to be on the bingo board. Sorry.
I haven't said it in a while. That make you know, it's for decentralized, censor proof websites or URLs so they can't seize your domain name.
And it was supposed to make me a lot of money and it didn't.
Oh, I lost money on it. Yeah. don't invest in coins, invest in the services built on the coins. But yeah, so it really bugged me. Like nobody was sharing that because like it was too much work to like, you know, install this thing to have a bad, but anytime there was like the government's going to censor your internet, like you would get 100 shares. Like people on Facebook will screech all day on Facebook about how the government's going to censor Facebook and take away your Facebook on Facebook. But, you know, they won't spend 10 minutes installing something that'll keep them censorship proof. So screw people. They're all horrible. They're all going to die. They're all dumb. They're all going to die old and sad and lonely.
Well,
and stupid.
I think it's funny too, with along those lines, people complain about privacy and security and they'll send, I won't say sensitive messages, but they'll send messages that I wouldn't send over Facebook Messenger. I mean,
it's not secure. The only thing that's really secure, I heard this recently, is something that you say at the something that you say at the end of a long podcast. You know, the funny thing about them replacing it with a squirt gun, it's like if they just gotten rid of it, it would have been less of a dicky move, you know.
Yeah.
Replacing it with a squirt gun is emasculating it, literally. It's like,
well, it's making it's kinda it like, childish.
Yeah, it's kind of like how in what was it, one of the Star Wars, like they digitally like took out all the rifles and replaced them with walkie talkies or something. Do you remember that?
I don't think that was Star Wars.
It was one of them. It was now the director's cut. Yeah, look that up.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Do you want to make money working at home? Join the high-stakes world of selling BIPCOT No Gov merchandise. The BIPCOT No Government license is licensed under the BIPCOT No Government license, which means that you can go to BIPCOT.org, download the high-res logos, and make your own BIPCOT No Government merchandise to sell. The best part is you keep all the profits. And if you send a picture and mail a sample to the good people at BIPCOT.org, they might even help you promote it for free.
As long as you're not a government or a government agent and you don't advocate for any governments in any way.
Help promote liberty, make money, have fun, meet interesting people, be the envy of all your friends. Be the coolest kid at FiendFest Somalia. Laugh at the state while it collapses, all while making and selling your own BIPCOT.org merchandise. What will you design? Get creative. Lots of folks are doing it, but there's always room for more. There are BIPCOT t-shirts, flags, drink cozies, turntable mats, BIPStrong bracelets, BIPCOT stickers, playing cards, and even Glock pistol backplates. You might even get mentioned on the Freedom Fiends. You're still kicking yourself for missing out on the start of Bitcoin. Don't miss out on BIPCOT. Get in on the ground floor now.
Not a guarantee.
Start your new life today at BIPCOT.org. That's BIPCOT.org.
So it wasn't Star Wars, it was E.T. I'm looking at the article right now. Spielberg repents for replacing those E.T. guns with walkie-talkies. Yeah, it's the scene near the end where E.T.'s in the bike basket with the kid, and the kid rides over the police, and the police in the original had guns in their hands, and in the DVD He replaced them with walkie-talkies because guns are scary. Like, even cops. It's weird that they even, like try to whitewash that cops, blackwash that cops kill people. That without guns, cops are just, you know, hall monitors, basically. They really are, you know. They're the spear tip of the state.
Well, have you seen what cops wear lately? Like,
yeah, they look like RoboCop.
Well, I'm not talking like when they're in riot gear. I'm talking just on everyday. I see them walking around.
Oh, in general? Yeah, they look kind of like military people.
Yeah, they have like a Batman utility belt. You know, it's got the taser, the gun, and the handcuffs, and the baton, and all these other things. The tear gas, and the spray, and it's just like, really?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, I live in Augusta, Maine. It's not like it's that dangerous here. And yeah, they're decked right out.
Protect against bears and wolverines there. No, it's
right.
It's because they want to kill you. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You know, this replacing the gun in the emojis with a squirt gun kind of reminds me of, do you guys ever see the Simpsons where Homer moves his family? Yes. Did you say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
I've seen them all.
Okay. The Hank Scorpio one. It's the one where
great.
It's the one where Homer goes to work for some other company in some other city, and it's like this. The villain in it is kind of a cross between a Bond villain and like Bill Gates, and you know, it's in this kind of like planned community, you know, campus, industrial campus, physics campus, in this planned community. And before they go there, Marge is like, I don't know if I want to move there. And Homer's like, it's great. Let's look at this video. And he puts in this VHS tape and it's like, welcome to, and whatever the town is. And it shows like the town, like how this company coming to the town has improved the economy of this town. And it shows this kind of like stroll through downtown and, you know, like the abandoned theater becomes a active ice cream shop or something like that. And one of the things is there's like a bum on the street corner panhandling and he turns into a mailbox. That's what this gun thing reminds me of. Like, oh, guns are unpleasant. Well, you know, they might as well have just replaced it with a lollipop or a pacifier, you know.
A pacifier would be perfect.
Yeah,
well, it's childish, and it's fitting that they put a little child's water gun. But
yeah,
it's after.
I don't think you can even take those anywhere anymore. I think those get you in trouble. Not. Squirt guns.
Well, they'll get you killed.
I saw the best meme on, I think it was Twitter the other day, and it was basically along the lines of, yeah, us kids that grew up in the early 80s, you know, we had it great. You know, that was before everyone became, well, I can't say the word, but pacified, we'll say. And it's true. You know, I mean, I remember when we were kids, we were riding bikes, taking jumps and four-wheelers and snowmobiles and hiking in the woods. I played out in a hurricane once. And now you can't do any of that stuff because you might get hurt. And
yeah, oh,
man,
I've been thinking a lot about what we talked about last night, about what somebody posted to us about that show that we covered the night before. Stranger Things. Yeah, it didn't really hit me. One of the reasons I liked it so much, like I was so in it watching it. It didn't consciously register to me of like, oh, this is an un-PC childhood like the one I had in the 70s, you know?
Yeah.
Like, kids riding their bike for miles, being gone from, you know, sunup till sundown in the summer, you know, like, playing with fireworks, playing with knives, having access to firearms, and, like, you know, nobody ever really got hurt, and certainly nobody ever used a weapon against anybody. You know, nobody ever... The only kid I knew of my age when I was a kid who got hurt in any way or harmed in any way from playing in the woods was a friend of mine when I was 14. A girl I knew who was 14 went out with another girl who was 14 in the woods to smoke a joint for the first time, and she got busted. That's the only harm I ever knew of anybody coming to as a kid.
Yeah, and that's the cops doing that.
And, you know, people always, people always say like, oh, the cops were just protected and served back then. Not with drugs, man. They'd bust you. You know, they ruined my sister's life busting her for pot and mushrooms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolf. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
The cat says,
"Cops
suck."
Cops kill people. Cop killed someone today. Where was this? Baltimore. I know. Is that news? Well, this is kind of news because the woman was a black woman. That's not news, but she was a sovereign citizen. There aren't a lot of black sovereign citizens. And by sovereign citizen, we mean someone who believes that magical words will keep them above the law. Like she had a paper homemade license plate, right?
Well, it's not that they believe it'll keep them above the law. It's that they're adhering to the original intents and principles of the law and not the corporate law.
Which, but it doesn't work.
Right.
It doesn't work.
We can argue that.
You just used their term, too, the corporate law. I saw a hilarious, insane explanation of all this recently. You know how, like, sovereign citizens sometimes say that, you know, in a court of law, they're like, well, that's that flag has a fringe on it. This is admiralty. A court of admiralty. Yeah. And we want to make it clear, like, we don't think that what they want is insane. Like, what they want is the law to treat you like a real court. That's not insane. But their methods are insane. Their methods of, you know, none of it works, at least not with major situations. There are little victories here and there, but it's usually the judge just getting tired of them. But, you know, when someone's facing a lot of jail time, it never works. And this is actually kind of funny because the one that I heard recently was somebody said that, you know, the sovereign citizen BS theory of, like, when you're born, an account is created and a straw man, and if you put your name in all capital letters. And so the one I heard that I'd never heard before was that your birth certificate is actually a BERTH certificate, like where you put a boat, and it's and then it connected it with the admiralty court theory, like a birth BERTH certificate. Yeah.
Haven't heard that one yet. Where you been?
No.
Oh, I've heard them all. And
yeah.
Speaking of above the law, this is not the only black sovereign citizen. There was a lady a while back, and I'm looking at a site called Above the Law where they're making fun of her. It's a law blog, and it's filing pro se filing of the day. And the filing was called Notice to F This Court and Everything It Stands For. Do you guys remember
we talked about that on a show once.
Yeah. Well, not everyone listening remembers it. So somebody
I listened to it. I remember
this black not everybody listening in radio land heard that episode. You guys forget sometimes that there's an audience. You
no,
guys
I was
think
a fan.
Just
no,
listening.
No, that was a while ago. I was listening. A fan back then. That's what I'm saying. Okay. I was listening when I remember cool. that episode.
Yeah. Well, there was a woman in Georgia who in April of last year, like, just got fed up with getting pushed around by some judge and filed like a 40 or 50 page motion, sort of written in like semi-legalese, and it was called a notice. I can't say it on radio, but notice to F this court and everything it stands for. And she actually got a court clerk to stamp it filed. That's pretty funny. And that made national news. I actually talked to that lady. I was thinking of having her on the show, but I was chatting with her on Facebook, and we don't really like to have guests on here. It just, it's never good audio, and it's easier to talk about people. But she, I thanked her for her service. I thought it was really funny. And
it was
she
good
dug,
entertainment.
She dug it. But we're going to play something that's not funny, and this is what happened today. This is some coverage of it. I'm going to stop it a few times, and we'll comment on it. But so here it goes. Yeah, here it is.
When a standoff with police turns tragic. Investigators say the young mother live streamed some of the seven-hour standoff on social media. WJZ's Live, Megan McCorkle has more on the ongoing investigation. Megan.
Well, Vic, police say they were serving an outstanding warrant on charges related to a traffic stop at a Randallstown apartment complex when they say that woman threatened them with a shotgun. You can see the armed police officer outside Corinne Gaines' door in a video she posted to social media.
One thing I'll interject right here is cops point guns at people all day, every day. I mean, I'm not saying it's a good idea to point a gun back at them, but you know, the news and presents this like, oh, my God, a citizen trying to protect himself. What do you guys think?
All I can say on that is it infuriates me to no end that society has gotten to the point that when you defend yourself against police, you're considered some crazy criminal.
Yeah. Yep, when you defend yourself against lethal force and lethal threats, you know, you're the bad guy. All right.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. You're automatic. I was going to say you're automatically the bad guy.
And we're going to discuss the comments on this later. And most of them are like, yay, police, you're brave. But more and more, I'm seeing it's not all people defending the state in comments on things like this. Like, it can be as high as 30 to 50%. People who don't buy the, you know, what the news is just, the mainstream news is just the arm of the state, you know. And one thing I want you to listen for is when they talk about the child who got injured in this, they didn't say a policeman injured him, which is what happened. They say like his arm got injured as if like it happened randomly. All right, so we'll play some more. Yeah. Okay. What?
Well, no, I was just going to say, even in the article itself, it says they haven't determined whether it was an officer shot him or his mother.
Like, they'll determine that it was the mother. You watch.
It's like, you got to be kidding me, right? She was firing at you. A bunch of you were firing back. Who do you think is more likely to have shot the child?
Yeah. Sorry. All right, here we go.
They went to Gaines' home to serve a warrant. When she didn't answer the door, they opened it with the landlord's key.
Her boyfriend's warrant was for assault. Did they say what hers was for?
Traffic.
A
lot of these stuff.
For not going to traffic court.
Traffic. That was it. All right. Yep. Yeah. So, this is what happens when you deal with governments. When governments are in charge of things, when they have a monopoly, people end up injured, dead, in prison, over traffic stops. Here we go. Because they're trying to keep us safe. Remember, that's what traffic's about, traffic stops.
Hey, that's when they saw Gaines with a shotgun sitting near her five-year-old son.
We did fall back. We took positions of cover.
For hours, police...
You can bet any cop in the world, if you came near him with a gun... with his kid, would have his gun out, even at home. You know, if this is reversed, they'd be saying, brave officer, defend. Yeah, yeah.
He's trying to get Gaines to surrender, but around 4 o'clock, they say she aimed the shotgun and made a threat.
If you don't leave, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you.
One officer fired. They say Gaines fired back twice. Police fired three more times, killing Gaines.
Wait, who shot first? It was the police, right?
Yeah, that's what it sounded
like. Let's go back.
Gaines to surrender, but around 4 o'clock, they say she aimed the shotgun and made a threat.
If you don't leave, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, she aimed.
I'm going to kill you.
One officer fired. They say Gaines...
Yep. All right, so reverse all this. You know, like if this was a home invader and a policeman defending his home, they would paint this exact scenario entirely different. So there, here we go.
Of course.
Fired back twice. Police fired three more times, killing Gaines, the five-year-old boy hit in the arm.
Within 5 hours, you made a decision.
The police shot the kid.
Gaines' cousin, angry, the situation turned violent.
It wasn't a hostage situation. It wasn't like she was putting her son in danger and making demands.
Family members.
I'm pretty surprised they put that guy on. That was a cousin. Basically defending the woman's actions, it sounded like. But then later, he kind of like goes along with the state. Here we go.
Tell WJZ that Gaines often documented her encounters with the police.
What are they trying to do?
Police say they asked Facebook to pull down her live stream of the standoff because followers were egging her on to disobey officers.
That's crazy. People are crazy. People suck, you know. But anyway.
Still, unanswered questions remain. Why did police key into the apartment? Why didn't Gaines comply with officers? And how was the five-year-old injured?
Please.
Do not know. At this moment,
do not know.
If the child was struck by our round, her round, shrapnel from our round, shrapnel from her round.
The investigation is ongoing. And that little boy is now listed in good condition. He is recovering at Johns Hopkins Children's Hospital. Reporting live, Megan McCorkle, WJZ Eyewitness News.
Megan.
Well, I'm glad he's good after they shot him.
Yeah.
Jeez.
There was another news item today. Did you guys see it? It was some kid was shot and killed by the police, and they found a note apologizing to the police. And, you know, the news item makes it sound like it was suicide by cop, but I don't know, the way they worded it, they really made it sound to me like, yes, and the police, like, police will shoot you and you should apologize. Like, that's how it sounded, you know, the way the news.
I didn't see that one.
Carried well, it. So
the one thing that I will say about this is, whether you believe you're in the right or the wrong, sovereign citizen ideology, ANCAP ideology, it doesn't matter. When you are taking a stand against perceived authority, you do have to pick your battles, for one, and you have to think of the people involved in your life. Now, she did have
that's why more people don't go nuts and shoot a bunch of people,
right?
Because they have families, you know.
Well, and that's it. I mean, choose your activism well. I've been reading this wonderful book. Jeremy, help me out. You know,
I love that book
about
what
the sabotage, and I can't remember the name.
Ben Stone's book.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
About Ben Stone's book.
I can't think of the name of it offhand either. It's
Subversion. The Field Manual.
It's not out yet. Is it? Is it out yet?
I haven't. I didn't see it listed on the anywhere.
It's got a scorpion on the cover. It's about dealing with the state, and it's got a scorpion on the cover. I'm afraid to read approach. That book.
Oh, actually, you will be. It's wonderful.
I told Ben I'm afraid to read that book. Ben told me he was writing a book, and I told him that I would like help him with do the page layout for it and stuff, and the proofreading for it. And then when I learned what it was about, I took that back, and he said, I don't blame you at all, and you're still, you know, we're still great friends. Like,
yeah. Well, listen, it clearly states at the beginning that it should absolutely be taken as a work of fiction.
And so. And satire, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. But one of the points that the book makes and that I've been trying to make is you have to pick and choose your battles when it comes to activism and think about the people involved. Now, if she's a single mom with a five-year-old son, having a standoff with the police is probably not the wisest thing, even if she manages to come out of it alive.
Well, you know, you're right, but statists and gun haters would say the same thing about someone with a mother defending themselves against a mugger. You know, they'd say, oh, you should just hand everything over to the mugger, which I don't agree with.
I don't agree with that either.
Well, me either.
Or a home invader. Right.
Worms.
All right. Back with this after.
We'll be back.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
And go on the sidebar of the Freedom Fiend site. We now have Amazon links for Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada due to popular demand. Worms.
Yeah.
In the last segment, we were discussing young female black sovereign citizen who was shot by the cops. And as a side note, okay, if you fail to appear for a traffic citation at court, why in the heck are they sending SWAT teams to your house? That seems just a little overkill to me. But that's what they did, and this woman was killed, and her 5-year-old son was injured by the police. Although I'm sure they won't say that. So it's a sad story all around, but one of the things that really still saddens me every time I read stories like this is the comment section. So many people have this, it's slave on slave mentality. Many of the comments are,
yeah,
this woman is mentally ill. And I can understand why some people might think that of a woman who has a paper license plate, you know, stating sovereign citizen ideology. And to be clear,
I think it's funny.
It is. It is funny if it didn't end so tragically.
That's horrible. But I think sovereign citizens are funny. I'm amused by them. I don't think they're mentally ill necessarily, but some are. I've dealt with some.
Put it this way,
of them, when you talk with them on the internet and say, like, hey, you know, maybe putting your name in all caps isn't going to keep the cops from serving papers on you, they want to kill you for arguing that. Like, no, because blah, 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 the Red Amendment, Black's Law Dictionary, blah, blah, blah. And have you ever had that happen?
I own both those books, but
I know you do. Red Amendment is complete horse crap.
Yeah, that guy is something else, man. I'll tell
you. That guy has gotten insane. That guy's called me a government agent for criticizing him.
Yeah, me too.
Book has. Yeah.
I even know I have sovereign citizen friends who were with that guy and say that he is absolutely insane. But anyway, yeah, they do. They defend their ideology like they're defending their mother. And like we said so often, statists defend the state like they're defending their mother. It's sad.
Well, most of them are statists, too, because they just want to return to a different state.
Yes. Yeah. And that therein lies the flaw, I think.
Well, yeah. And actually, coincidentally enough, I get a text message earlier today. I guess sometime around the time that this was happening, just coincidentally, from somebody I used to know in one of those movements who I had long forgotten because obviously their name is not in my phone, so I didn't recognize the number. I have no idea who it was.
Their name's not in anyone's phone. It's blank.
That's possible. But it was a message to all the sovereigns I know. And it was a link to the one case that supposedly claim says the Supreme Court said that you don't actually need a license to travel.
That's actually
one case
true.
To rule them all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's also what someone who's in our movement, Larkin Rose, you know, basically went. In a way, I admire him because he went to jail for a year and for his beliefs. And he wasn't, you know, I've interviewed him on The Fiends. He's been a guest on this show a couple times. We haven't had many guests, but he's been on this show. And he's basically said, you know, the law says that taxes are voluntary. But, you know, I basically he tried to use their own words against them in court.
And how did that work?
He ended up in federal prison for a year, but he was willing to do that. He was testing a theory, he said. Like, basically, he was like, you know, didn't think this would work. But my problem with him, other than that he gets really nutty and, like, calls people. He's called me a government agent for criticizing Molyneux. And then later, he just condemned Molyneux to hell, basically.
How could you not?
And never apologized to me. But, and you know, I've never really said this. That's pretty much was the final straw of why Jim Babb isn't on this show anymore, because he didn't believe me when he said that. And I think he asked Larkin about their friends, and I think Larkin didn't remember it, you know, so that's what happened there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't like that Larkin sells a book that looks like a how-to on how to not pay taxes, which are the techniques that put him in prison with no disclaimer. You know, I think there should be a disclaimer on it. He says there doesn't need to be. So That's a big problem I have with him. But that's out there. People know that.
Well, yeah. I think to end this horrible police state that we exist in, we need to first combat the slave-on-slave mentality.
We need Bitcoin.
People have to want to be free.
We need Bitcoin. Bitcoin will fix it all.
Awesome. I need to get me some of them Bitcoins.
Yeah, I'll start mining immediately.
Yeah, but one of these five computers I have.
Yeah, good idea. Worms.
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 Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Anti-war, pro-free market. That's antiwar.com.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's lower orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Peace Plaza, on the artificial satellite LibFair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows for use by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Beast is asleep next to me. My cat, aww. Beast. My black cats matter, black
hi,
cat.
Hi, Beast.
Hi, Beast. Yeah. You got a mouse in your sink, or are you just happy to see me?
Why can't it be both?
Why can't it be both? All right, Archer. Good Archer reference. All right, so I'm going to take most of this hour off, but I want to talk about Bitcoin. What is Bitcoin, gentlemen? For those who don't know,
Bitcoin is a web-based digital currency that relies on complex
web.
I'm just reading from this article we're
going
to reference.
Okay, it's wrong already. It's not web-based.
Yes.
It's internet-based. There's a difference.
Yes.
All web is the internet, not all internet is the web. But go on.
Correct. So it's a internet-based digital currency that relies on complex algorithms to move money around quickly and anonymously with no need for a central authority to process transactions. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the big sin of Bitcoin, is that it can't be monitored, processed, or regulated.
Yeah, neither can cash, really.
And that can to a certain extent.
Bitcoin is actually more traceable than cash because every transaction of Bitcoin is not connected to a person's name, but it's connected to a wallet address of their Bitcoin wallet. And anybody can see and look on the blockchain on a website, on several different websites, and see, you know, that at this time, this amount of Bitcoin worth this amount of money at the time was sent from this address to this address. And doing enough sleuthing, it's pretty easy to for really smart people or people with unlimited resources like governments who aren't that smart, but have all the stolen money from everybody else, all the labor, all your taxes, can figure out who spent what where. And Bitcoin, which doesn't exist yet, but will within a month, will actually be dark by default. But we're not making it to do illegal things. We just think, you know, people say, if you got nothing to hide, why do you care if the government spies on you? And I say, yeah. Ugh. And I say, I got nothing to hide, and it's none of your business, you know?
Well, that's true, too. But I just tell them to open their wallet.
Yeah.
See what's inside. You got nothing to hide, right?
I think that that's partly a result of the internet-based society where privacy is a notion of past times. I mean, everybody puts everything online now. You know, see what I'm doing. See, you know, what I'm listening to, what I'm eating. People have no... I was having this discussion the other day, and I was trying to describe myself, and I didn't put a lot of information out there, and a couple of people were like, well, why not? And it's like, I value my privacy. You know, if you want to listen to something that I've done, like a podcast or a radio show, or if you want to talk to me face-to-face, that's cool. But why would you want to put all kinds of information out where anyone could access it?
I'll say this to people who say, if you got nothing to hide, you shouldn't worry about the government watching on you. It keeps us safe. First of all, it doesn't keep us safe. Everything the government does. I mean, if you want a picture of the government in action, picture the government sending armed thugs to murder a woman holding her child over a traffic ticket. That's government. Yep. That's not unusual. That's how a government works, especially these days. They got to get their money, man. They don't produce any of their own money. All their money is stolen or printed out of thin air. And they resent Bitcoin and say, Bitcoin's not backed by anything. Neither is Federal Reserve notes anymore. Bitcoin is actually backed by work, by the work of computers. Yep. Yeah. But, you know, if you're one of these people who think, it's the price we pay to stay safe. First of all, how safe are you, especially from police? These days, they'll murder you. Yeah. But the other thing is, too, you know, the listener, maybe someone who isn't doing anything illegal that you know of, although, you know, most people commit 3 felonies a day without knowing it because there's so many laws. But, you know, you, the listener out there in radio land or podcast land, who are saying, well, I don't care, I got nothing to hide. I'll bet you do have something to hide that you wish wasn't public. You know, it's not a terroristic secret. It's not a, you know, national defense secret. But I'll bet you've done something in the privacy of your own home, or maybe regularly do something in the privacy of your own home that you would not want plastered, have pictures of it plastered on telephone poles all up and down your block. How's that? Okay. So when you are allowing the government to just, you know, you're just throwing up in your britches and saying, oh, government, pollute me with your wonderfulness. You know, you're just going to lay there and lie back and think of America. You are basically saying, you know, some random guy hired off a pizza box is going to be sitting in a cubicle somewhere spying on all the good Americans and is going to know what you're doing in your home. There are so many cameras and microphones in every home now. They can listen to you. They do listen to you. It's been proven by the true American hero. Thank him for his service, Edward Snowden.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's read more of this article. Go ahead, Chandler.
All right, so this is from Reuters, and it's called...
it's where the news gets their news.
LexisNexis and startup joined to curb Bitcoin money laundering. Now,
LexisNexis, do you know what that is?
Yes, it's a search...
it's what lawyers use as a search engine. It's a pay search engine that you can search, like, every... every court document in America that's public.
Yeah.
And every law. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say from the get-go that this news article is...
biased.
Biased. Very much so.
No.
Because, well, and this is supposed to be less biased where the news gets their news. Well, that's not the case. But anyway, a company that provides banks with anti-money laundering controls has teamed up with a Bitcoin security firm to try to curb nefarious uses of digital currency, such as drug trafficking and terrorism financing. As a side note, have you ever noticed how when the mainstream media talks about Bitcoin, it's always about drugs and terrorism?
Yeah, and they never talk about the fact that ISIS and the Taliban were created by the United States government indirectly. You know, I'm not doing conspiracy stuff. I'm not saying, like, yes, the CIA created them intentionally. But it's like, you know, it's blowback. The CIA armed the Muj in the 80s to fight the Russians. And then that turned into the Taliban. And lately, you know, Hillary Clinton has been sending weapons over to various militias to fight various other militias. And invariably, you know, like... That's how American tanks and Humvees and AR-15s and, you know, battle rifles are ending up in the hand, rocket-powered grenade launchers you can take down a commercial plane, are ending up in the hands of ISIS.
The State Department and the CIA send one group weapons and armor and money, and then the military sends another group, and they end up both using them.
Oh, yeah, that happened recently. There was a news article, a factual item, that the U.S. had funded two factions that were fighting each other in Syria.
And then turned and fought U.S. forces. Yeah, if you guys want to hear about that, just go to anniewar.com and listen to Scott Horton.
Scott Horton's great. He knows his stuff.
Amazing.
Yep.
So, back to the article. LexisNexis.
Now, LexisNexis is an interesting choice for this, because they're like, they're supposed to be the people that, like, arm prosecutors and defense attorneys with factual, like, non-biased information about the law. That's what they do. But now they're getting into the field of actually, like, creating, I don't know what, like, some Borg for, like, Square Bitcoin, Bitcoin for Squares. You know, and it's, the interesting thing in this article, too, is it says that, like, to comply with anti-money laundering things, there's a list of, like, I think it's, like, 1.1 million people and entities that banks can't do business with.
Wow. All
right, read some more of this, man, please.
Okay, so LexisNexis said the service that it has created with a London-based startup, Elliptic, would bring back bank-grade AML controls to Bitcoin transactions, making the virtual currency more attractive to those who might want to use it for legitimate transactions.
I'm curious, you know, what's now voluntary eventually is mandatory kind of thing. Like, you know, this will be, yes, your bank can now take Bitcoin, but it's like, if at some point they're going to say, oh, if you're not using this through your bank with this, you're in trouble.
Yeah, well, look at all, you know,
They can't stop Bitcoin. It's too powerful now.
No, they
it really
can't.
Is.
And I'm really kind of offended that they would imply that if you're not part of these groups and actions, that you're using Bitcoin for illegal.
Yeah, there's a line
purposes.
In there. What is that line of the person? They don't define who it is. They say,
oh, yeah.
Jones said.
Just Brown.
Oh, yeah, Brown. Yeah. But they never say who Brown is. It's badly written, or it's a badly written. It badly written article.
Brown probably doesn't.
Oh no,
exist.
Actually, it does.
Does it?
Yeah.
But it has that line in it twice, which is weird. Okay. Badly written. So what's the line? We're bearing the lead here.
Go for it, Jeremy.
Oh, today, if you see Bitcoins transacting, you almost assume they're from someone who wants to get be off the grid. Or their proceeds for illicit transactions.
No, you assume that if you're trying to sell this to this new service to the government and banks. It's probably some. Is it someone from LexisNexis who said that? Or someone from the government?
Yes, it's the guy from LexisNexis. Or,
yes, yeah. It's both.
And, you know, oh, okay. it's really lame sort of. To imply Touché. That. Like I've said before, I never got into the Bitcoin game, unfortunately, but I ended up buying some off a good friend of ours, and I bought it with the sole purpose. When I was upgrading my computer, I had a chance to go to Purse.io and get a really nice graphics card, and if I paid somebody through Purse.io with Bitcoin, I could pay a lot less. So I got a $230 graphics card. For $187.
It's also the fastest way to do a transaction. It's like PayPal takes 3 days. Bitcoin takes like a minute or less to go around the world.
Wow.
And transaction fees are much lower than transferring money any other way. So it's better than all that other stuff, than old
much
banks
better.
From old people from back in the day. And they're still around like dinosaurs.
Not
for you're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Are you sick of seeing peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Back. I lost my memory in the break.
that boy keeps odd hours. What can I say?
Yeah.
Most of the fiends do. I'm one of the few exceptions.
Yeah, I keep very odd. I'm usually up every night like I'm doing a show, whether I'm doing a show or not. So,
yeah.
And half the time I have to get up early in the morning. So,
yeah, that's not
whatever. Good. Yeah, whatever. I'll sleep when I'm dead. That's the...
Yeah, you know, I hate sleep. Like, well, I don't hate sleep. I think sleeping is such a waste of time. It's sad. I wish I could get by on 4 hours like when I was a teenager. But as the years have progressed, I've found that that doesn't work as well anymore.
It's much harder to get away with 4 or 5 hours these days. But I still can manage to do it as long as I have some coffee when I get up.
Yeah, well, once in a while.
Yeah, I don't know. I do it fairly regularly, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, for me, when I don't get enough sleep now, I wake up feeling hungover. I have a horrible headache, and I'm just like, drained and got that yucky feeling. So I try to get at least 6 hours a night if I can. Usually, I mean, 8 would be great, but. Yeah. So, I don't know. We've covered a lot of topics tonight. And again, I guess I just go back to my default position of how the state is just so lame. And one of the things that really gets me is people. They accept it and they defend it. And I said to somebody today, I really can't wait till November 8th for two reasons. The first and foremost being I'll be in the woods trying to get me some food. We'll see how that goes this year. But secondly, I am just so tired of hearing about all this election crap. I mean, it's become blatantly obvious that, at least in the U.S. system, and I think worldwide, elections are rigged. They are, you are given a false set of choices, and you have a gun to your head, and you're told to choose. And people are realizing that and being more vocal about it now. I mean, when you have a choice between Antichrist 1 and Antichrist 2, what choice is that? And people are seeing it, yet they still support the system. And in the conversation I was having today, I asked this person, I said, so we're at this point now where people are kind of seeing it, but they're still supporting it. What comes next? That's the big question for me. Like, after the election's done and the same old thing happens and rights are violated more and, you know, economic collapse continues and violence continues, what comes next in the minds of people?
I think it really depends. I don't think it really does. I think for a lot of them, within a year or so, they'll forget everything. And, accept the new position of whatever it is, especially if there's the opportunity to, you know, capitalize on another big tragedy of some sorts, whether, you know, contrived or otherwise.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, because that's the path it's been going on for how long now?
Many, many years.
Yeah, so it's... I mean, the frog's been boiling in the pot at a relatively high rate for the most part, at least the better part of a century now. And it just can, you know, and people just keep putting up with it. And the attention spans seem to get shorter and shorter. So people are easily duped. I mean, look how many people, I mean, there's still enough people that are out there claiming that these, you know, Clinton and Trump are horrible, but they're still voting now. Like, because you have to do something, you know, how many of them are really going to give up afterwards? I'm sure some will, hopefully more than others, you know, hopefully more than, you know, but.
Yeah, that's one thing that really drives me nuts. I was in a Facebook discussion with somebody, a couple of gay gentlemen, and, you know, naturally they're Hillary supporters because Republicans and Donald Trump hate gays and Hillary loves them. But, you know, I just spouted traditional, you know, ANCAP libertarian philosophy, and they're like, you know what, the stakes are too high for ideology and philosophy. You know, we need to. We need to. I want to be able to marry and stay married and get my rights. I was like, really? How's that been working out for you? You know, you think
seriously
electing somebody? No.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs by sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom.
Fiendbot 3000.
Fiendphone.
Pipcot No Gov.
Bad audio is a hate crime.
A Freedom Fiends Worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1 1/4 inch. Now they're 1 3/4 inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
Hey, there's some Squiscar Squiggles from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedoms Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess it says worms now. So there you go.
In the last segment, we were just talking about the depressing state of American politics, and we're going to leave that segment in the past because...
Yes, please do.
We have to laugh. I mean, as dire as things are, you know, the point I was making before the break, people think the stakes are too high and we need to elect somebody that's going to represent our rights. Yeah, not so much. Hasn't happened for hundreds of years. Don't think it's going to happen now. There are other ways. Activism, you know, living free, walking the talk, that sort of thing. But today I was looking for stuff to talk about on the show and I came across an article on Ozzy.com. That's O-Z-Y. And it's called 2016 Devil's Guide to the Election. And it's kind of a parody based on The Devil's Dictionary by Ambrose Bierce. And there are some really funny definitions in this that got me laughing out loud. So we're just going to go through a couple of them. Well, the whole thing, really, because it's that funny. Advice and consent. Constitutionally derived power under which the U.S. Senate may discourage and reject a Supreme Court appointment made by a president of the opposing party. It's all politics. Our guy's better. I love this one. The American dream, the birthright of every U.S. citizen to lease a marginally better automobile than the one their parents owned.
This was the next one was actually one of my favorites. The Beltway. A disenfranchised cocktail community ringed by traffic congestion and poor government, unified only by a love of crab cakes and a disdain for Ted Cruz.
Oh, that was very good. So for this year. Yeah, that Ted Cruz character. Whew. Bernie Bro, a principled political theorist who rails against everything his white male predecessors have done to rig the political system by making derogatory Facebook comments about the first woman with a legitimate chance of scaling it. Right.
Yeah.
The illustration for the next one is great. Border, an imaginary boundary requiring barbed wire and fence sufficient to keep out hardworking economic migrants, but porous enough to allow recreational drugs to reach the suburbs.
How true.
It doesn't even need to be porous anymore. The CIA will run those drugs for them.
Well, yeah, they've been doing that for a while.
Yep. Brinksmanship, hardball political strategy where members of Congress hold the parents hostage in order to pick the child's pocket. Campaign, an expensive, well-orchestrated attempt to persuade your fellow citizen to make your personal ambitions their righteous cause. I mean, that really sums it up right there.
Yeah. The next one is Citizens United, shorthand for the U.S. Supreme Court's belief that money is speech, the same way that a fire hose is a faucet. And then
the next one is my favorite. Go for it.
The definition for Congress. It's a DC proverb, apparently. The only whorehouse that loses money, which is absolutely true.
Loses money is an understatement.
Oh, the one after that was even funnier to me because it's so true. For the definition of a conservative, one who admires radicals centuries after they're dead, which was a Leo Rostin quote, but. That's true. Conservatives only want to, you know, embrace the radical people way, way, way in the past. Anybody who's got any more radical ideas than they have right now are dangerous and must be not trusted.
like Snowden. I mean, you could consider him somewhat conservative, I suppose. And I would think that the conservative movement would embrace him. But oh no, they want him tried for treason and executed. Yeah, they're all hypocrites. The Constitution, a loosely worn, conveniently ambiguous foundational undergarment capable of concealing all manners of scars and harms from firearms to porn mags. So true.
Yeah. Convention, an elaborate contraption where the will of the political party's insiders is converted to the will of its members.
Ain't that the
truth? Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Well, case in point, Hillary just winning the DNC.
Yeah, and I was reading something today. Only 9% of voters are basically 9% of voters selected Hillary and Trump. So, you know, and it was all political insiders. So debate, a nationally televised forum in which moderators provide candidates with alternating 30-second opportunities to evade questions.
These really are good. Delegate, see elector. One who enjoys the sacred privilege of voting for the man of another man's choice. And that one's from The Devil's Dictionary by Ambrose Spears, but... Yeah, I gotta read that. That's pretty funny stuff already.
I'm looking for that after the show. I can't believe I haven't read that yet. Democracy, a system in which you and a person who you just wrote an outrageously racist internet comment containing several grammatical errors are indistinguishable. And that's from Verge, the New Devil's Dictionary.
The updated version. Democratic socialist, a socialist with better teeth.
Yeah, he does smile a lot, doesn't he, with those big teeth of his. Discrimination, the act of safeguarding one's own prejudices about what a normal life entails by preventing others from experiencing one.
Donor. Oh, I just skipped. Oh, what the heck just happened? I had donor in front of me. It just disappeared. In a democratic republic, the primary instrument for expressing the will of the people, not to be confused with voter.
Yep. Oh, these are so great because they're just so true.
Yeah.
A Drudge Report, a popular, quotation marks, news website, with the vocabulary of a third grader and the design aesthetic of a ransom note.
Election. To paraphrase H.L. Mencken, the process by which donkeys select their favorite jackals. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that word.
Well, it's grammatically correct.
Yeah, whatever. You get the idea. But it's still funny.
Mencken's awesome. Yeah. I have this book that I picked up at, I think, Salvation Army, and it's called The Portable Curmudgeon. And he is prominently featured. A lot of his quotes are prominently featured in that book.
That makes sense, yeah.
All right, Electoral College, a prestigious college that issues no grades to its enrollees but perpetually flunks democracy.
Oh, man, these are funny. Endorsement, an act of political symbiosis in which one politician attempts to feed her struggling campaign by allowing a weaker politician to suck its blood.
Saw a lot of that at the DNC last week.
Yeah.
Flip flopper. A politician caught in the act.
Florida. Sun-drenched state where America's elderly and its electoral democracy routinely go to die.
Freedom. My sacred right to be left to my own devices while I am plotting how to interfere with yours.
It's only freedom when I do it. Honest. Among all politicians, possessing a sophisticated gift for deception.
Hypocrite. Critics label for the individual gifted in the art of consistent pandering.
Inauguration. A scepterless coronation with bleacher seats.
Lame duck Congress, where some fellows worked for you and their work wasn't satisfactory and you let them out. But after you fired them, you let them stay long enough so they could burn your house down. And that was Will Rogers.
He was another one who had a lot of great lines. Liberal, a man too broad-minded to take his own side in a quarrel. It's a Robert Frost quote, but pretty accurate.
Lie. What a politician does when his mouth is moving and not eating.
Marriage. For a Clinton, a wife's stepping stone to power. For a Trump, a wife's pathway to citizenship.
Meet the press. Beat their press.
Yeah. I didn't
get
that. That one's all right. Yeah. Nominate. To offer up a sacrificial political lamb to on the altar of public opinion.
October surprise. Sudden external circumstances just prior to an election that gives you the cover to vote as your prejudice have dictated all along.
Oh, yeah. So funny. I never noticed that at the time, but now I'm like, oh, yeah, like all those times that happened before. Opportunity. A chance missed by most people because it's dressed in overalls and looks like work. Which is a Thomas Edison quote.
Thomas Edison. He was interesting cat.
Yeah, he wasn't a very nice guy.
No. Party. One of only two classes of political restrooms available for citizens of a nation founded upon a respect for a spectrum of political identity.
Political language. Speech designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable. So, George Orwell quote, yeah.
Yes. Love. Politician. Public official. Possessing the qualities of a diaper that needs to be changed often and for the same reason. I guess that's based on a popular bumper sticker. I'd put that on my car.
Yeah, I actually have seen the bumper sticker. Politico, the political magazine. TMZ for ugly people.
Well, what's the saying? Politics is show business for ugly people?
Yeah.
President, an office for which it is necessary to raise and spend billions of dollars for the privilege of being vilified while living and having a high school named after you when you're dead. We're almost done with these. I think we can finish them up in the last segment.
Arms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to Freedom Fiends on the radio. Worms.
Thanks.
Yeah. I do like that. Worms. Getting hot in this office. It's having those headphones.
Where did we leave off on this list?
We are at
definitions.
Public servant, a necessary posture or apprenticeship for those striving to become the public's master. Very, very true.
Yeah, absolutely. Pundit, a huckster of words who sells speculation as if it were wheat and discards facts as if they were chaff.
Love those pundits. Radical, a man with both feet planted firm. A man with both feet planted firmly in the air. I don't really like that one, and especially since FDR said it.
Yeah. Recount, a process by which the fruits of a democratic outcome are jettisoned in favor of the pits left over after the lawyers and rented mobs have had a good shoot.
Oh, religious right. The denizens of moral high ground who want an oppressive government out of their lives as deeply as they desire to have their deity inhabit yours. Not to be confused with radical Islam.
No, not at all. Running mate. A comfortably inferior politician who can compliment the shortcomings of your candidacy without compromising your ego.
Excellent.
Joe Biden, excellent example.
Yes. Senator, a call center operator with her own driver and stationery.
Soccer mom, that species of American mother whose onerous after-school schedule can be used to justify everything from censorship to preemptive war.
Stump speech, the political corollary of the giving tree, whereby the candidate can give you nothing but his stump.
Superdelegate, a peculiar species of elected representative that is neither elected nor representative.
Yep. How's that superdelegate thing working for you Bernie supporters?
All right.
Super PAC, a constitutionally protected device allowing media companies to sell millions of dollars of air to the nation's wealthiest individuals who are allowed to remain comfortably anonymous in their purchasing follies.
Swing state, the motley, indecisive debutante receiving the multitude of suitors' time and money while more attractive and deserving prospects are ignored entirely.
Yeah, and on that, there's a picture for that. It's the state, I think it's Ohio, on an individual swing set. Twitter, popular name for perpetrating short form, incomprehensible character assassination.
Tyrant, a man not having control of himself who attempts to rule others. And that's a Plato quote I've never heard, and I like that one.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. Vote, the instrument and symbol of a free man's power to make a fool of himself and wreck his country. And that was from the original Devil's Dictionary by Ambrose Bierce.
Voter protection, the act of shielding a voter from the electoral fraud by snatching her actual vote before a boogeyman can take her theoretical one.
Voters, lost souls who repeatedly select the lesser of two evil roads, only to find themselves right back in the ditch where they began. Amen to that one.
Yeah, right. And the last one is Wall Street. Members of a sadistic financial class who pay politicians handsomely for the pleasure of being whipped prior to an election and pleasured after it.
Yep. So yeah. There you have it. That was the 2016 Devil's Guide to the Election. And it's by Sean Broswell on Aussie.com. So yeah, laugh a little. That's all we can do.
Exactly. You can do things to live free, but other than that, if you can't laugh at the downfall of the state, then you may just cry and may think of doing something even worse than that. So
what's the Freedom Fiends blog's tagline? Laughing as Western civilization collapses.
Absolutely. It's a great way to keep yourself sane, I find.
Who needs all that anger all the time? Burn you out.
Yeah. Well, and I'm one to talk. I'm usually angry, but I've been trying to laugh more lately. It's been good. So need to keep that up. And this was fun, so.
It's heavy for the soul.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, it was good chatting with you.
You too, Chandler. Catch you next time, man.
Take care, everyone.